For 15 years, the Kiel Opera House was Fred Corsi's obsession.
It was like the sword of Damocles hanging over my head. I always thought one day I'm going to walk in and the roof's going to cave in, or there's going to be a fire, or something bad is going to happen to that place.
Corsi is now the executive director of operations at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona. But from 1993 to 2008, he and colleague Dennis Petrullo were in charge of keeping the shuttered opera house as intact as possible. A budget of about $60,000 a year allowed Corsi and Petrullo to keep the water and electricity turned on, pay for security guards, and make emergency roof repairs.
We wouldn't be here without the way those guys took care of it. We owe them a big debt.
That's Mike McCarthy, the president and CEO of the Peabody Opera House. And here is in its hallways, 2 weeks from the grand reopening.
I don't know what this would have cost to build it from scratch the way it's presented to you today, but it wouldn't have the history or the elegance because you feel the ghosts in here. That makes for a completely different experience from any other arena.
Look at these steps. These look brand new. They look like they have a sheet of ice on them, and they're just restored, the original steps. It's one of my favorite features. Look how spectacular they look.
The renovation took 1,300 craftsmen about 14 months to complete. The exterior had to be cleaned and retuck-pointed. There's a brand new entrance on the 14th Street side, complete with two new limestone bears. Inside, the historic paint scheme, gold leaf, Dutch bronze, marble floors, and plaster had to be cleaned and sometimes completely redone. The same thing for hundreds of light fixtures. Modern infrastructure like sprinklers, high-speed internet, and phone lines had to be installed and then made invisible. The $74 million project was financed through a combination of bonds, private equity, and state and federal tax credits. Tight credit markets delayed the start of construction by nearly a year, but Alderwoman Phyllis Young says it could have been longer.
The fact that you had a developer in partnership with someone who had a company that could bring in programming for a space was important. It wouldn't do any good to have a development occur and then not have it be an active space.
Officials at the Opera House say they're well on their way to booking 100 shows in the first year. Highlights so far include Wilco and the Green Day musical American Idiot. Young says the Peabody's reopening is a crucial part of downtown's rebirth, a sentiment shared by developer Chris McKee, a partner in the project.
That corner of 14th and Market is really like Main and Main. And it was dark. You come down here now, we're not even open yet, and it's already 10 times better than it used to be just with the light and the street light. So we need the economy to still recover. We still need people to go back to work. But ultimately, we see the Opera House as being key to downtown redevelopment.
Chris and his brother Joe say everyone who came into the Peabody, from tour groups to workers, was excited about the venue coming back to life. They all had stories about the building, Joe says, and it made being part of the project humbling.
We felt very much that we were stewards of something that really isn't ours. We're just caretakers in a way. We tried as best we could to do the right thing. To think that we might add something to the fabric of our city that's been missing in a time where it can make a difference is really kind of cool.
Jay Leno and Aretha Franklin will make beautiful things happen on stage, says Joe. But the Peabody is the real star. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.